Good morning. It's the 22nd of February. Our first reading for today is Exodus 35. I'm going to read to you from Brother Harry Tennant. The glory of Israel would not be the face of Moses. It was to be that inner heart of the camp, the glory over the mercy seat. The time had come to call to the people for their gifts and offerings for the construction of the travelling tent of righteousness. The people responded in abundance. All the spoil gathered from the Egyptians was brought by the willing-hearted, and there were many of them, and offered unto the Lord. That which belonged to an abhorred nation in a benighted land was brought forth into the light and granted a consecration as unexpected as it was glorious. We need not go far to look for its counterpart in our own lives. We who were the servants of sin and turned ourselves to its purposes have been redeemed and brought out for the service of light. Out of these wholly unworthy ornaments, the Lord is making gracious things for his temple. The work is entirely his. The vision and the fulfilment are the work of Jesus. Our part is to offer willingly. Moses set the appointed people to work. The Spirit guided supervisors and craftsmen, and the voluntary, wise-hearted workers, until the camp was humming with their industry. Exquisite workmanship served to produce the curtains, coverings, boards, bars, veil and hangings, ark, mercy seat, table, candlestick, altars, laver, garments, oils, vessels. Everything according to the pattern, everything from freewill offerings, everything by willing and wise workers, both men and women. The spirit of this time was rarely matched again in all the life of Moses. How strange a contrast between the bent heads and skilful fingers following the law of God and those wild orgies before the golden calf of a few weeks ago. Was this the same nation? Need we ask? Are not we, each of us in himself, two persons? Is there not an unceasing struggle between the flesh and the spirit? Could not we, unaided and faithless, fall into dreadful sin? And do we not rise to times of sheer joy and worship when we follow the example of Jesus in his strength? God grant us wisdom and desire and help to win the battle, that our old man may die and the new man live forever. The division of the work between men and women, according to ability and craft, under faithful men, was repeated in later years when the ecclesias were being founded in those decades after the resurrection of Jesus. The whole ecclesial world was seized with activity. No one man could do all the work. Thus, under the overseership of Jesus, the work was divided between those who worked with the Jews and those with the Gentiles. And the various duties in each ecclesia were similarly distributed among an eldership of servants with a variety of others who ministered in lesser offices. Thus, the whole body was being coordinated by the Spirit, which, dividing to every man as God saw fit, bound them together into a living unit, the Church of the Living God. The process still goes on. We ourselves are workers to the same end. Like Israel of old, we might be working in various parts of the camp according to the pattern given in Jesus Christ. But the work is one, and the last day will reveal the ultimate unity, the measure of the stature of the man of Christ Jesus. May we all work in harmony to that ultimate perfection. Thank you for listening.